7:40 here on this Tuesday. Excuse me, Wednesday. Hello, Wednesday edition.
Give us our day. Of
Mornings. Wednesday. It is Wednesday, September the 13th. You know what? Some days I might as well just stay in bed. Thank goodness that T. Lee is here to help us. T, you're a rock star. We cannot say thank you enough. T is here to talk about the St. Anne International Festival. We'll get to that in a minute. But it is Wednesday, September the 13th, 2023. I think I've got that right.
Got it.
It's 66 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. Don't have the app, don't worry. Download it, take us on the go. You'll be in the know.
We also want to welcome those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as those on Facebook Live.
There are people that you meet that just seem like a member of your family. You just have such a great conversation with. And T, I really feel like every time we see you, which is about once a year,
yes,
I feel like we're like family because we just pick up where we last left off a year ago. It's just so easy to talk with you, and we just love you and your whole family, and we're just glad to have you here.
Thanks, Lucas. Thank you, Ashley. You guys are great. We are one big family here.
We are. That's a great point. Speaking of family, all families will be in attendance at the annual St. Anne International Festival. It is this Friday and Saturday, the 15th and 16th, and it's going to be right there at St. Anne. T, what can we expect?
We have foods from over 10 countries, from the Philippines, from Vietnam, from Mexico, from Poland, Ireland, and then Venezuela. You know, these people are the pro. They have been preparing food for months, you know. So you enjoy, and the price is very reasonable because we are making it like family festival. So, you know, that's what we do. And then on Friday night, at 6:30, we had the hypnic, you know, that's the belly dancer. They perform at 6:30. And then at 7, the kids, the lion dragon kids from Charlotte, they drive down 10 cars and a van pulling a trailer. That's how much equipment they have.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's really entertaining. And then Saturday, we have entertainment from 2 to 9. And the kids, the lion dragon, perform again at 6:15. But there's a lot of other act. And then we have a band called Butter Biscuit. Isn't that a cute name? Yes.
And isn't that a cute name?
It's a really cute name, Butter Biscuit, you know. But they are good, you know. I admire them, the name that man, you know. And then we have the kids from Singing and Singing. You know?
That's great.
And then we have somebody come in and do Zumba. You know, you eat, you watch entertainment, you eat, and then you do Zumba. Everything in one place. How can you not come, you know?
The dragon is always so fascinating to see. The other acts are too.
Yes.
But why is the dragon performance so captivating?
It's like it's a Vietnamese tradition. Mm-hmm. Anytime you celebrate something big, you know, new year, new business, you know, you invite the dragon and lion. Anytime you have something big, you know, sometimes they do at wedding also.
Yeah.
Anything, you know, a milestone in life, we invite them.
Well, I think what's so cool about it too is that it takes so many people but looking at it, like, it's just like one bit. It is like the lion or the dragon, and you kind of, it's kind of like a mirage.
That's a good point. To your point, though, T, it takes 10 cars to
bring the equipment down.
But to Ashley's point, it looks like one body and a lot of legs.
Yeah, that is true. You know, they practice, and these kids are so dedicated. You know, they, because of COVID, their pastor didn't let them do it last year, and they were disappointed. So they make it, and then, but what amazing is they asked me to come down at 5 on Friday so they can practice until 7 o'clock. Oh my goodness, how many people that we know that dedicated, you know, all that kids are coming in 2 hours ahead, you know.
That's awesome.
I was speaking with T. Lee about the annual St. Anne International Festival. It's going to be right here at St. Anne's Catholic Church, Friday, September the 15th, 5 to 10, Saturday, September the 16th, 2 to 9. T, does this serve as a fundraiser for St. Anne?
Yes, sir. Okay. This is the biggest fundraiser for our church, you know. And then all the food booths that I mentioned, everyone volunteered their time and donated all the foods.
Wow.
And then all the many parishioners also bake cupcakes, you know, cookies, you know, brownies. And the best part of all is the baseball team from Winthrop are coming to volunteer. 40 players, coach, you know, Regina Spring, 40 of them volunteer on Friday night. And then we have a softball team coming in on Saturday. And then we have other kids from Winthrop coming to volunteer. So it's a community effort, you know, not just singing, but a lot of outside people are volunteering too.
Well, that's great. We love when our student athletes from Winthrop mm-hmm. get out into the community mm-hmm. because they want to get the community support. And one way to do that is to get back into the community and see the fans that they interact with a lot. You talk a little bit about this is authentic food. So these families from these countries really use the spices and the products from their culture,
yes.
from their country.
Yes.
So they might get a couple of help from some of the stores, but for the most part, this is truly authentic international food.
Yes, sir. Very authentic. Wow. You know, like the family from Poland, they prepare months for their food, you know. And then we from the Vietnam booth, we're going to have, you know, that you see a lot of vermicelli and rice. And this year, we're going to try to have the summer roll. You know, we're going to have, yes, in addition to the fried spring roll, we're going to have summer roll and we're going to have the steam bun. It's called bao. It's so popular everywhere at the airport. Everywhere you see Bob, B-A-O.
So we
Yes. I've seen
I saw that. Yes. I was just in New York City and it was everywhere.
Everywhere.
What is that?
It's a steamed bun, you know, like it's made out of rice flour. And then it has meat inside, like pork, onion, and a little black fungus. You know, it's mushroom. It's dry mushroom. It's called, it's just crazy, you know, but then Vietnamese people, some people try to do away with it and make it, not authentic, but then we have a Vietnamese or Chinese sausage in there. But you see bao everywhere, you know.
You sure do. I thought it was a drink. I'm glad I didn't order it.
Yeah, no.
I'd have looked real stupid. I would look like an American.
So it's a steam bun.
Oh, great. Well, that's what's great about the International Festival, right? You might not be able to travel to these countries yet, but you can get a sample of them all in one location right there at St. Anne.
Yes, sir. And then we also have coffee from Ethiopia. It's very popular, and everybody loves that coffee, you know. But I'm glad we're all coming back. You know, the pandemic really stopped us and delayed, but then now we open up full swing, so I'm very grateful.
Well, check out the St. Anne International Festival on Friday, September the 15th, 5 to 10, Saturday, September the 16th, 2 to 9. As T just described, there's so many events for the whole family, and you've got so many different performers. Especially the Dragon will perform on Friday and then again on Saturday as well. T, and where do they, can they get tickets right there or can they get it ahead of time?
Yes, there will be ticket booths right there so they can get it. Yes, sir.
Perfect. All right. Well, as always, friend, we try to say let's not make it another year, but if we don't see you until next year, have a great festival and we hope to see you out there on Saturday
and
Friday.
Thank you, Lucas. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you, T.
Thank you, everyone.